How very good of you that you knew to take care of yourself on this kind of night. We are very appreciative of the care that you give yourselves, and we hope you know it is the kind of care that we have for you as well. You have an interesting time now. It is requiring flexibility in some areas where you are fairly adept, and that is a good thing. But the time you are in is going to require flexibility in some places that are not as comfortable. And so what happens when we come to those areas? What we want to talk to you about is what to do with your fear. That is a thing that always prevents you from being in touch with your intuitive abilities. Let us say that again. Your fear will keep you from being in touch with your intuitive abilities. So we have an interesting, shall we say, predicament here, in that when you need to flex a lot or change a lot, that brings up fear. And when you need to flex a lot or change a lot, that is when you most need your intuitive abilities. So we must know that, and we must tell our fear to move to one side. We will come back to it later. It does not need to be lonely, but we need to be able to center and to feel our way through some of the things that are going to be happening in the year ahead. There is an odd balance to be struck here, because as we have told you before, one of the really important elements of release is acknowledgement. So what we are going to be dealing with requires us still to acknowledge what it is, even to acknowledge how we feel about it, but not to wrap it up energetically in such a way that we interfere with it. And that may sound as though we are asking you to do something that is mentally ill, because what we are saying is, know what it is, acknowledge what it is, but then do not add fear to that particular picture. And there are times when that, of course, can be very challenging. So when we are talking about flexing, you are already looking at a societal world that is asking you to flex about things you've never flexed about before. There is there are all manner of issues about identity and sexuality and choices, and we are no longer in the realm of the traditional. And once again, we must acknowledge this. We must acknowledge how we feel, but we must not be fearful. When we are not fearful and we can center, then the part of you that is connected to your third eye and to the systems that know deeply, they will guide you through these things, and you will not need to get caught on anything. You can take the deep breath and say, this is one of those very changing areas, and I will be intuitive about my place in it and the way I need to respond. Beside this, of course, there are, as we are sure you all noticed, there are many political things that you are looking at. We are hoping that even as you acknowledge some of these things, this is a place for a sense of humor. It does not mean that you are not concerned for your country, but when you are watching seemingly adult people behaving like kindergartners, it is fine to stop and have a chuckle. It does not mean you do not care, that you are not serious. It means that you are able to step back and observe human nature in its, in one of its more amusing forms. People who are adults who are not behaving as adults. And so there is a place where you cannot feel bad about looking at what you are looking at, feeling what you feel, acknowledging what you acknowledge, but you can see the absurdity of many of the things that are happening around you. This is a bit easier when there is distance from you for doing this. It is more challenging when you are having to do this on a closer personal level, because that is always harder. But the teaching remains the same. Acknowledge what you see, acknowledge what you know and what you feel, but do not invite fear into that whole process. Allow your process, but do not allow fear in, because that will cut you off from the things that you need to make your decisions. Now, we'll talk briefly about decisions before we move on. Decisions in this time must come more from the intuitive than from the mental. And that is because the things you are deciding about are not traditional things. Certainly there are things where you can do the mind and do it in the old way, but there are many things that are asking you to respond to things in a new way. And that is always a bit off-putting, but if you are allowing the intuitive part of yourself to guide you, you will be fine. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together. Even as the thunder is happening and the rain is falling, still we move on. So in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you and breathe in that peace and exhale fear. Feel a golden light above you with the gifts of the universe, understanding, knowing you, seeing what you need, all in that golden light. Open the crown and feel the light pouring into your body, touching your third eye and your throat, filling your heart. And the solar plexus, displacing the pain, flowing into the second center, displacing shame and judgment, flowing into the root, and let that golden light flow through your whole body. Let it heal you. Let it strengthen you. Let it remind you of who you really are. Move into your heart center now and see that beautiful garden you've created. Find a place in the garden where you rest, where you're safe. Find a place where water flows. Drink the water to refresh your spirit. And see that there is a path that is light, that calls you. Step onto the path and let the path take you upward. No effort, no work. And know that the air you breathe is full of blessing, full of all that you need. Come to the place of angels. Those who guard you and hear you and protect you, and feel that energy of love and protection all around you. And know that this is always with you. Take a moment and thank your angels. Move back to the path again and let the path move you upward. And bring you to a place of courage. And let the strength and the energy of courage fill you, strengthen you, and feel your courage and your intuitive abilities joining forces together, operating together inside of you. Move upward on the path to the place of the gift, and resting your mind, allow yourself to know the gift. when you've known your gift, begin to come back down the path. Breathe in the blessings. Feel the light come into your body. And know that every step you take is in love. Come into your heart center. Begin to breathe into your heart to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, your eyes.